So we left off in the middle of some Shin Sadi test, Sif Dalad, and we discussed if you have a tel mislak and asar b'teichei, that means that it takes 5 amas of length in order to go up 10 tefachim, or in order to go down 10 tefachim. So if you can have the whole thing in a rope of 50 amas, you do it like that. If you can't, we say you take a rope of 4 amas. Now, how do you do the rope of 4 amas? You have one person standing at the bottom of the mountain with the rope, the chevel connected his heart, the next person standing 4 amas further up, and he has the rope connected his feet. And then the bottom one was up 4 amas, and the top one was up 4 amas, and so on and so forth, each time trying to get a straight measure of the 4 amas on every level, going up and up and up, and then going down the other side of the mountain. Now the mountain is more steep, and in the hiluch of dal amas, it was up 10 tefachim, it's psalachit asar v'teich arba, so then they're more meko, the word matriach you try mavliya and the robe of 50 amas. Rather, if it fits into 50 amas, you just make an estimate, you emet adas. If it's more than 50 amas, so then you go back to measuring with the chevel of dal amas, like we said by the previous case, where it was mislaka asar mitech hei. Now, Mr. Bura says, look in the Be'er Locha, makes many places come to hold that it's mislaka asar mitech arba. If it goes up 10 tefachim and 4 amas, it's so steep. So then, even if it's more than 50 amas, we don't use the 4 amas rope, we rather use amas adas, just use our own estimate. In any case, mislaka asar mitech arba, you just use an estimate, and that's good enough. Now, in Sif Hei, Mechaber says, if you have a cliff, so now you drop chun mishkel, that's like a plumb line, to see if the cliff, if it advances more than 4 amas in length over the course of this cliff, then we want to count the length that it advances also. So if you can mavliyat it in a chevel of 50 amas, so you mavliyat it. If not, then use the chevel of dal amas. Same thing we said before by the mountain, do the same thing with the cliff. That if you get within 50 amas, use that rope. If you can, then use the 4 amas, 4 amas, 4 amas. The Mechaber says only if it does not have a depth of more than 2,000 amas. If it has a depth of more than 2,000 amas, so then we actually can't count the actual slope of the cliff going down or going up. Mishnah Berurah says since 2,000 amas is a shear of Tchum Shabbos, so it's that much of a slope, we count it as a makom of ne'atzma, the slope, and we count the slope as if you're actually walking on your way down the side of the cliff and count that towards the shear. Now, if the plumb line is dropped and does not go 4 amas away from you, so then that means that it's a pretty straight cliff, saying mavliyat in the chevel 50 amas mavliyat, and if not, you just don't measure the whole side of the cliff at all, the whole movement of the cliff, because since it advances so little, not even 4 amas, so then we just go straight and we disregard the little bit that advances on the cliff, and this is true even if it's more than 2,000 amas deep, the Mechaber says. Sivvav, now let's say you hit a mountain or a cliff or something like that, and it's very hard to mavliyat, let's say it's more than 50 amas, but if you go, let's say for example, we're discussing on the eastern side of the city, so directly connected to the city, it's mountainous, you can't do it. You can't do it with the chevel of 50 amas. But if you go to the northeast or the southeast, in a place that's anyway going to be in the kronos, in the corner of your 2,000 amas, because you always square out 2,000 amas, it's anyway going to be in your kronos, in your corners, you do it over there. And if over there you can mavliya with a chevel of 50 amas, then we do it over there, rather than doing connect the ear with the 4 amas, 4 amas, 4 amas, you can go to one of the corners and mavliya there in the rope of 50 amas. Since you're still in the tchum of the size of the city, you can do it. As opposed to, if you cannot mavliya in the apayim of the sides of the city, you'd have to go completely out of the tchum to do it, so that we don't go further out, then we stick to where we are, and we do it with the 4 amas at a time. Only if we can do it within the area that we're being Isaac in the tchum of the city, there we can do it. But to go further out, we don't do Mishnah Berurah says, it's caused mistakes. People think that that's part of the tchum, because they see a measuring out there. We just have to stick within the tchum of the city and do the best we could with the 4 amas. So if Zayin the Mechaber says, the only time b'diyas tchum is a mumcha, that means he knows b'diyas a karka, knows how to measure karka. The Mishnah Berurah also has to be a buck in Dina Medina, and the Shaar HaTzion and Sekhani Adal discusses that otherwise come out terrible mistakes, Bein Lahokal and Bein Lahachmer, if you don't know what you're doing halachli, besides knowing what you're doing practically in Metzias, like the Mechaber says. Sivches, if the Tchum Shabbos and Muchzalah, we had it a certain way, and the expert comes and measures, but the Lahokal Lahachmer listen to him, whatever he changed. Mishnah Berurah is discussing a case with the original measurement, we don't know who did it, we don't know it was done by a Mumcha. That's what we say, maybe that was a mistake, we go by the new person. But if the original person was also Mumcha, then we're not going to listen to the new person unless it makes the Tchum bigger. Makes it smaller, we're not going to listen to that. I'll learn more about that Mishem in Siftes. The Mos says we measure by the northeast and by the southeast. And one was bigger than the other. We don't say it was a mistake. Rather, we say one place, more mountains, less mountains. That's why it came out different. And you might have balachs, and you have a diagonal tchum. The Yeshem, the Mos says, second sheet that says no. We draw a straight line with a more cool, digger place. And indeed, the Mishnah Berurah says from the Gain and the Be'er Gra, the Gra feels very strong. That's Alacha. You go Lakula with the, make a straight line with the, with the more cool digger place, rather than having ins and outs based on the mountains. But the Rambam himself brings those shittas, the first shittas of the Iker, the second shittas also brought down that you go to the cool, make a straight line, and that's how the guy passes like the second shittah.